get wisdom as you listen to the sound and undiluted word of God. Come and hear His voice is a radio program brought to you from the altar of Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. Happy listening.
Hallelujah. Those people that speak against tithe, look at their life very well. Something will be missing. He said, "For ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." Are they delightsome land? Are they people even you can dwell with? Are they people that you can go and spend 1 week in their house? Is there anything in their life that you can emulate? Amen. The one that spoke against tithe in my own life, around my life, I can't dwell with them. My children can't dwell with them. Hallelujah. I know a particular so-called man of God. All his children are rogues. Rogues. You won't want your children, any of your child, to be like his own. So if they are not the delightsome land, you need not to listen to them. Anybody that is speaking against tithing is not converted to a little child. Yet I pay this tithe at times may be somehow difficult for some of us. Yes. But by growing your strength from God, you'll be able to pay. Amen. Their problem is that they are an adult and they knew better than God himself. If somebody can use the Bible to support his evil motion, his foolishness, is an adult. As long as you find it difficult to bow to scriptural command, but rather twist scriptures to suit your point, the present day evil and devil's handwork will be seen all over you. Amen. Be careful. Be careful. If they attack you spiritually, they attack you financially. Some of this attack will not come to pass because you are a tither. You pay tithe. You pay tithe. You may be working in a company where they lay people off. Where they lay people off. And then the thing will just pass you. Or God has prepared a better place for you. I have so much terrific insight about tithing today that if I share with some people, they will feel like, wow, I've never had it this way. Just as we have men and women who have true paying of tithe, risen in business, and does great exploits in life, so also are others who are jeopardized a great aspect of their life and become harmful to their children and others by not paying tithe. You see, there are people that they have jeopardized their destiny by not paying tithe. Now, let's listen to this story. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 21, 20 to 26, Bible says, "And Ahab said unto Elijah, Hast thou found me, O my enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord. Behold, I will bring evil upon thee, and will take away thy posterity, and will cut off from Ahab him that pisseth against the wall, and him that is shut up and left in Israel. And we make thine house like a house of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and like the house of Baasha, the son of Ahijah, for the provocation wherewith thou hast provoked me to anger, and made Israel to sin. And of Jezebel also spake the Lord, saying, The dog shall eat Jezebel by the wall of Jezreel. Him that dieth of Ahab in the city, the dog shall eat, and him that dieth in the field shall the fowls of the air eat. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up, and he did very abominably in following idols, according to all things as did the Amorite, whom the Lord cast out before children of Israel." Aha. Now, this scripture is being directed to those preachers of dooms. To lead and teach people against God's order, you are causing them to sin, and it's an abomination unto God. Look at it. The Bible said, it said, "Thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord." You told people not to pay tithes. So they were wallowing in poverty and sicknesses. The blessings of God couldn't come upon them because of your wrong doctrines. Look at that curses laid upon such person. He said, two things will hit them. Fowl of the air, dogs. Hallelujah. For you to turn people against the order of God, for you to cause Christians to sin, is an abomination unto God. Your words and deed will surely attract terrible tribulations and curses from God, such as read above. It's not just only on the issue of tithes, on any biblical topics. Don't move people again. I was recently talking to a woman who told me that her prophet is the only one God is using all over the world. I said, it's a lie. He said, our prophet never gets married and he's not going to get married. I said, you wanted to be married. As long as you wanted to be married, you can get married. Marriage is not a sin. He said, her prophet doesn't go near a woman. If he go near a woman, if he married, the anointing will go. I said, that is not biblical. There are many great men of God in this country that the anointing of God is upon their life, even though they are married and they have children. Don't tell me that. Anointing is separate. As long as you are not practicing fornication, the woman, the man you have, is your covenant wife, is who you are legally married to. There is no sin on you. That is my own Bible. And if some choose to stay like Paul the Apostle, why not? You can go ahead. So I said, how many children do you have? This lady told me that you have 2 children. I said, so you don't sleep beside your husband again. Now that you are sleeping beside your husband, you are not a sinner. God will not hear you. She was looking at me. Amen. All kind of preaching out there. You don't know what they have told some people not to do in their cults. In the cults they belong. And they are using scripture to cover up. The people you are misleading may not know, but God saw you. And his dagger is coming after you. Hallelujah. So, your words and deeds will surely attract terrible tribulation and curses from God, such as read above in the life of Ahab and Jezebel in the book of 1 Kings chapter 21, 20 to 26. No man has power to cancel or rewrite any aspect of the scripture. Once you make others fall, you won't stand. That's why I prefer King James Version of the Bible, not even NKJV. When people begin to combine a TLB with NIV, with other VVs, American Standard, with Nigerian Standard, there will be a problem. Praise the Lord. Read scripture and obey it. Number 2 thing that you need to be converted to a child, to a little child, to obey. Number 2 here today is sex before marriage. Sex before marriage. Some can argue this biologically, psychologically, physiologically, and medically to any length. This is my advice to younger generation. Once you are 18, start praying for marriage. Or even before you are 18. The moment you are getting to 22 years of age, you are already getting late for marriage. Amen. I will keep saying that. And let parents allow their 18s, 20s to marry on time. Amen. And I pray that God will give everyone good marriage. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because there is no justification for your sin, no. If you because you cannot control yourself, you fell into the fornication, you are opened. You will suffer for it. Some can argue this biologically, you know, as a human being, and even though you are not married, you can be having sex because you are mature enough. Psychologically, you are going to be affected if you are not having sex. Hallelujah. Now that you are not married, you can be going to the brothel because you will not enjoy your health. Physiologically, if you want to be sound, you must have a woman or a man that sleep with you. Both of you may not be married, but it must be a bedmate. You are committing error, and you are moving people to commit error. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, most fathers in the land today want their daughters to marry as virgin. Most daughters. Most ladies, you are seeing, most ladies with correct sense wanted to marry as virgin. That's just the truth. Most young men that knows what they are doing, they wanted to be the first to sleep with their wife. Amen. We must understand that God's word is final, and we must enforce ourselves to obey it. We must yield oneself to the command of scripture. There may be alteration in church assemblies rules, but the commandments of scriptures must never be out of fashion to us. They can change the rule and doctrine of your church, but scripture must remain the same. Now, somebody may tell me, show me where it is in the Bible, where the Bible says there should be no sex before marriage. Show me. Hallelujah. Several places. Amen. That there is no straight command from Scripture does not mean the order is not standing. Now, go and read the book of Leviticus. What is the Bible saying about when you forcefully lay with a daughter that you are not legally married to. What does it say about your neighbor's wife? Go and study by yourself. But let me tell you one of it. If you sleep with a woman and she's a virgin and you are the one that took that virginity away, it is commanded by Moses that you must marry her. Are you getting me? You must marry her. And charges will be pressed against you. Hallelujah. But the devil has bastardized many things today. You begin to see 14-year-old girl, no more a virgin. No more a virgin. As in a case where the lady told the boyfriend, if you don't sleep with me and help me to remove this virginity, I'm leaving you for another person. And the guy said, I have made up my mind that I will not sleep with a woman until I am married. Praise the Lord. The lady left. He left and enjoyed herself. Now, this lady told me this by herself. And I said, where is the guy now? He said, the guy is married with 3 children. As at the moment she was telling me, broke the story to me. Even the person she was living with, her husband, she's not legally married to that one. And she had no child. God will honor those who obey his word. Hallelujah. And in working with the Lord, let it be on an individual basis. Is somebody hearing me? The Lord will visit you in the name of Jesus.
You are still listening to Come and Hear His Voice, brought to you by Hayonamite Zion Christian Fellowship.
The next one is the love of money. The love of money. At no point will God share his glory with any. You can't love God so much and also love money so much. The love of money has crept into the church today that people can even do anything to get it. Some gospel minister encourages their member to get rich anyhow, anyway, even if it is an unrighteous way. And that's the reason they don't rest. Because if you go for the love of money, you not rest. Yesterday, I was going somewhere and I saw a billboard. I know this guy. This guy is into fraudulent practices. But I saw him on billboard with his wife. And they wrote prophets and prophetess. They own a church. So it dawned on me that maybe he has changed. Maybe he's now born again. But as far as I have heard him and saw him, he's a fraudulent person. Hallelujah. So some people are using fraud money to even build church today. Love of money. Love of money. I do tell my people, a church you don't have money in it, you don't know how they build it, don't go there. They want to do anything in the church, they don't collect offering. It's not safe. Except if there are places you know very well. Hallelujah. Somebody just and pay the whole money and they build. We are all children of God. If you want to build church, my money must be there. We are talking. Praise the Lord. No matter how rich this ministry become, anything we want to do, we do it generally. There's nothing like we now use our money. Because as people are giving and we are building together, they will be getting blessed more and more. Amen. That is the way it's done. Today you see church growing like grass. Like you just slept today, you wake up one morning, saw a church beside you. Some money you cannot account for. A friend of mine entered into a church. They called it. You see, as she entered into that meeting, she felt dry. She felt the Spirit of God left her. And she said to the friend that they went to, said, God is not here. How will God be in a fraudulent place? A place you use blood money to build. A place you use fraud money to build. Now bandits can enter church and kill people. Assuming our God is dead. Let's face reality. Do they burn any bandits where to enter this place? Jesus will kill you. Amen. Anywhere I am, I'm robber, I cannot enter the place. I'm saying this in oneness of faith. There's nothing stolen here. I'm telling you. And if you should pierce through into this place and do any evil, you pay with your life. You pay with your life. We don't deal with evil ones here. We stay gently with what God has given to us. We are not looking for wealth that we cannot get. Hallelujah. He has told me the only space I have for you is the space of truth. And I will stay with that truth. I will stay with it. But godliness with contentment is a great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which draw men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Hallelujah. May the Lord help us. May the Lord deliver anyone that is under the torment of love of money. In the name of Jesus. Even in this hot and terrible moment, some Christians are still receiving houses, buildings as gifts, cars as gifts. So what's your problem? You want to live in a sophisticated, high-browsing estate. Now you are looking for the money anyhow, anyway. No matter what people say about you, it is better to live by God's blessing and not by love of money. If you intentionally plant your life around money, fill your eyes with covetousness, and overtaken by the love of money, you will end the way those with such evil character ended. Remember Matthew 27 verse 5. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself, Judas Iscariot. He hanged himself. If you don't want to sentence yourself to death, don't be a lover of money. Little children live by the blessing of their caring parents. So deal with forces that want to move you against the law of God. Be converted to a little child. Now, conversion to our little child. Jesus, our Savior, expected us to be converted to a little child. If we must enjoy God's blessing prepared for us, there are blessings prepared for you and I. If we must enjoy it, if we must enjoy those blessings, we must be converted to our little child. In our character, in our obedience, everything. Because one major reason we need to be converted to our little child is that reigning with Jesus Christ is highly demanding. And you have to yield yourself to the demand lest you retreat. If you want to reign, you don't want to suffer on this earth. You want to be respected, honored. It's highly demanded of you. But without being converted to a little child, you'll be reigned over, you'll be ruled. There are men of God that government official respect. There are men of God that police respected them. The force respected them. Amen. But there are others. They don't respect them. Some Christians can fast, pray, and climb mountains to pray to demand for things that will benefit them, but not things that will benefit the Church of Christ, the propagation of the gospel of Christ. Why are you going to church? Why are you praying this way you are praying? All it because God should make you rich. There are some people that the reason why they are giving into that program, into that church, was all because the preacher said God will make them millionaire. Amen. They don't have God at heart. Let me tell you the reason I'm giving. I'm giving to the promotion of the kingdom of God. Not because I must be blessed, but as the kingdom of God is moving forward, my life will not remain stagnant. That's my belief. So when you become a little child, number one, when you become a little child, what happens? Number one, you will enjoy divine companion. Because according to Psalm 16 verse 11, he said, thou will show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. On this earth, pleasure is temporal. God becomes more real to you. Enjoy divine intimacy, and your son will be that Psalm 16 verse 11. That God will show you the path of life. In his presence is fullness of joy. At the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. Number two, when you become a little child, you will become a custodian of divine secrets. You become a custodian of divine secrets. You will know so many things about God that no one knows. It's believed that if Moses was the writer of Genesis, then God must have told him. He was one of the greatest mortals because God confided his secret in him. Yes. Psalm 119 verse 97 to 101 says, oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Thou through thy commandment hast made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. Hallelujah. So when you become a child, a little child, that God can tell you, don't do this and you don't do it. Do this and you did it. I'm telling you, you will become a custodian of divine secrets. Divine secrets. Solution to national problems will be confided in you. Number three, you struggle less. You struggle less. When you become a little child, you struggle less. Because your heavenly Father will begin to bear your body. He has the broadest shoulders. He can carry all your burdens and help you. After all, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Now, I had a very pathetic story today, and it really shocked me. I have to visit this person soonest because he's a good friend of mine. Hallelujah. I remember I was going to her place about 3 months or 2 months ago now. I was going to her place. We've already agreed. And she told me that I should visit her in her shop. Hallelujah. She has some spiritual problem. That day, I woke up in the morning. I was about going. And then as I prayed before the Lord. And Lord, I'm going to. And then the voice came. He said, don't go. There's an accident on the way. I said, wow. The Lord just spoke to me and said, don't go. The road is not safe. Don't go. The road is not safe. I said, eh. So I didn't go. And since that time, we've not been talking. I believe maybe, I was thinking that she's angry with me. So today, hearing about her, I have to call their house. And I was told that she had an accident 2 months ago. And then she was in coma for 7 days. She couldn't speak. She couldn't open her eyes. A major part of her body was destroyed. She couldn't walk again. I said, what? Amen. Hallelujah. So immediately today, I remembered that day. I was about leaving the house to her place. And the Lord said, there's an accident on the way. Don't go. Who knows? Maybe both of us will be involved in it. Please, I beg you. When God said do it. What, whenever I say don't. Amen. And let us grow to the level of hearing the voice of His Majesty. Now, finally today, you enjoy divine provision. As long as you remain a converted child, your daily provision is guaranteed. Once you obey God on what to do to enjoy affluence and withdraw daily blessing, it will never cease. You will soon be singing, saying, blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefit, even the God of our salvation. Yes, you'll be singing that song. Psalm 68, verse 19. You see, God will supply all your need every day because you are walking in His commandments. The advantages of being converted to a child, a little child before God, is innumerable and beyond counting. But you must know how to, number one, deal with self and bring it under the dictate of God's word. Deal with yourself and bring self under the dictate of God's word. This flesh will not want you to obey God. This flesh will not want you to do what God says you should do. Hallelujah. Let me tell you, if a woman knows just one man to step out of a marriage with her, to leave a man that's the only man she knew, to leave that man and go for another man will be hard. But a lady that has knew several men and a young man, I've heard of a case. Someone was having a young man was having some issues with the wife at home. And he stayed out for 2 days. Before he returned, he has already slept with another woman. I said in my mind, he's used to it. He's used to it. Hallelujah. So deal with self and bring it under the dictate of God's word. Bring it under the dictate of God's word. Number two, upload the word in your heart and let it reflect in your actions. Yes. Make the word food according to Jeremiah 15:16. Eat it so that it can reflect. There's when we were young and some people, our grandma came to visit us. When our grandma come, and we say that, former Ilon Jen, you should wear Rubai. I don't know, it has happened to some of us here. That when grandma or grandpa came, and they say, are you not feeding your children? Why is it not? And you heard the parents saying, I don't know what else to do, mama. He's eating, and he's not showing. So people are expecting you that if you are eating, it should be showing. So if you are eating the word, it should show on you.
That was Come and Hear His Voice brought to you by Ionimite Zion Christian Fellowship. For counseling and prayer, please call or send WhatsApp messages to 0702-619-2505. 0702-619-2505. Website www.ionimitezion.org. Fellowship with us every Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Fridays, 4 p.m. Join us same time next week. Remain blessed.
To join our live broadcast, visit our website www.ionimitezion.org or download the Ionimite Zion app.